you know, just a dirt path. But most of them had concrete where you fall down.
Concrete, what'd you call that? The
road.
Step up on the
curb.
Yeah. Now, you ever been, you see them downtown now, you ever seen them, there'd be a strip of grass or something in between the road and the place where you walk along?
No, not down, not in Bottom Bluff, you don't see that.
Okay.
It's right out, the place you're walking on is right along the end with the streets and all that.
Yeah.
So the concrete and
bricks. The thing you're walking on is called the, is the, you walk along the,
what do you call a sidewalk?
Now, did you have, would there be any place in town where folks could go and gather? Maybe it might have trees or any sort of thing around there. You know, trees or a place where, you know, where folks could
sit. What you call it, have a park?
Yeah, in the city.
No, they got one outside the city, out the edge.
Okay. I'm gonna draw something for you. Let me stop this. Now, if you're in a, say this is, these are two streets that run together, and you wanted to get from here to here, and instead of walking that way across the street, you walk that way, you say you walk in what way?
You walk in Anglin.
Across
the street.
Okay. And if, what if there was an open, there was a lot here, and you walking down the street, and you didn't go around the lot like that, you went
across
it. You say you're going what way across the lot?
Well, you'd be going angling across the yard from one corner to the other.
Yeah. And speaking of the corners, you wouldn't go from
corner to corner.
You went.
Just like my hand is square here, you said it's a block, this is a block.
Uh-huh.
Right, and I go that way, I'd be going angling across the block.
Yeah. What way?
Some folks call it catty-corner.
Catty-corner across the block?
And, in these towns, you got to go to the block now and go up there where the lines is and go straight across. If you go angle, just drop out in the street and go across the corner, you're jaywalking then.
Yeah. Ned, where would you catch a train at? Did y'all have a place right here, around here?
Oldtimer.
You might call it the rail.
Railroad.
The place where you catch the train, the
depot. That's what they called them back then.
Okay. When you went into town, the Pine Bluff, would you ever going to have any fun or anything like that? Would your father ever get you to go in there?
No, I never did. We never did go into such stuff. So he just went up there on the business and back home, that's all.
Yeah. Now you'd mail a package at the...
You could mail a package at Oldtimer, see?
Oldtimer had a...
It had a post office. It still got a post office there.
I see.
And Wall City's got a post office. Well, yeah, Wabash City got a post office. We used to have a post office over here, what's called, well, they called it Gassaman, but the right name is Gassimony.
Yeah.
And that was our mail route. So you could go over there and mail your letter. And that was transferred with a horse and buggy.
Mm-hmm.
From there to Wabash City.
Did you ever send letters much?
No, I never could write, do no good, so I never did send many letters.
Yeah. Do you know how to read, write?
Oh, I can read my own name and write it.
Yeah.